All right. Good morning. My name is Catherine White. I'm a research manager for Winfield United Product Development. I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about what we've been doing with plot size in our answer plot and product development system. So Winfield United makes a very substantial investment every year in our answer plot system. That's where we evaluate genetics, all of our crop inputs. Pretty much if a farmer can put it on his field, we've got it in answer plot and product development trials. In the past, we've looked at different ways to reduce variability because we're trying to tease out really small yield difference because we're looking at plant growth regulators, foliar nutrients, biostimulants. So we want to keep our variability as low as possible. So we've looked at replications, randomization, blocking, and it just hasn't been enough. So in 2015 and 16, we started working on some uniformity trials. We worked with Iowa State University, and then we did a location in River Falls, Wisconsin, which is where our product development group is based. The really cool thing about uniformity trials is we just get to plan it. Then we don't have to do anything. We treat the whole area uniformly, and each one of these little blocks accounts for four rows of corn, 4.3 meters long with 3/4 meter or 30-inch row spacings. And what we do, we go in, we take our stand counts, we count ears so that we account for variability caused by a deer coming in and laying down on our plots, or raccoons coming in and gathering the ears of corn. And then we harvest the middle two rows. Before harvesting, we trim it to the nearest half inch, and then we correct our plot yields to what the actual row length was. And what we're able to do then is make a long skinny or a shortened fat or a square. So we can look at multiple plot sizes, plot shapes, length and row, or length and width, to see what works best. Getting into the data. So here we have our plot length and our plot width versus the variance that we saw in yield. So here we have our traditional 1/1000th of an acre, 17.5 foot long plot. Not very good as far as variance is concerned. In Winfield United, we typically had been using a 9.2 meter or 30 foot long plot for our yield trials. Better than 17.5 foot, but not by much. So then we look at plot width. So typical four-row plot, 3.1 meters wide. If you were to even go as simple as going 8 rows instead of 4 rows, see a reduction in variability. Similar to Smith's work from 1938, it's a curve of diminishing returns. You get to that critical point where even if you make your plots longer or wider, you're not going to reduce your variability any further. When we put actual plot size together, again, diminishing returns, but as our plot size increases, our variance decreases. So our typical 1/1000th of an acre plot doesn't do very good for variability. So increasing that plot size, which Syngenta published that paper earlier this year, there's been quite a bit of research published in the last few years on plot size, all pretty much agreeing bigger is better when it comes to reducing variability. Replicates, question is, well, just increase your number of replicates, keep your smaller plot sizes, and get more data points. That's good to a certain point, but here we're looking at the LSDs of the variance associated with each plot size, and we look at replicates. So you get a pretty good reduction in variance when you go from 2 reps to 3 reps, but you don't get the same magnitude of improvement by going from 3 reps to 4, so on and so forth. So reps are only going to get us so far. Increasing that plot size, which is what we did this year for our product development trials, we went from a 10 by 90 foot plot for our in-furrow trials to a, for everything, everything was on 10 by 30s. Now we've gone to 2 planter passes, so 8 rows, 20 foot wide, by 80 foot long, and we're seeing thus far good things in the yield that's been coming in, which has been excruciatingly slow this year. So to sum it up, variance decreases as plot size increases. There is that trade-off between plot size and reps, but one of the big things to focus on, if you increase the number of reps with smaller plots, you still have alley effects, you still have border effects. Then with the larger plot sizes, one of the things I'm most excited about, when you ride in the plot combine and you watch an ear bounce out of the head at 32,000 plant population, estimated 250 bushel corn. That one ear of corn that just bounced out of your head is 5 bushels of yield that you're not going to account for in that trial. That's huge when you're teasing out small differences with the products we look at. So, in summary, plot size, reps, randomization, all of that should be considered when you're looking at improving reliability of field trials. Any questions?
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
How much big field variability do you have in these trials? Is it all flat, black, and rectangle, or is there actually some?
Most of our sites, the answer plot crews do try to pick flat, black. But we've got some sites, especially in Wisconsin, where flat and black isn't an option. And we've got some pretty good variability. Same thing in Ohio. I don't know, parts of Ohio that we're in, there is no flat and black. But yeah, we're trying to account for as much of that variability in the plot with that larger plot size and trying to reduce the effect that it has.
Yeah. Do you see a change across those different types where maybe in a flat and black world, these conclusions are pretty solid, but in a rollier and less consistent, right, just expanding the total field trial size out has a diminishing return?
Yeah, I think we're going to see that this year, especially, so we do plots in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and some of them, we're going to have to chuck an entire plot because there was a waterway that went through it because it was wet all season, where if we were in smaller plots, we probably would have gotten the yield off that plot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.